proper handling of cantaloupe can help prevent foodborne illness. Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Federal officials say a salmonella outbreak is suspected of coming from Indiana-grown cantaloupe, although no specific grower has been identified yet. Purdue University food microbiologist Haley Oliver says the FDA recommends washing the rind before cutting through cantaloupe.
If we don't wash it and you cut through that, you drag whatever microorganism is on the outside of the cantaloupe onto the fruit or the flesh surface. That's a normal event, but when it's a pathogen, something that can be as dangerous as salmonella, that can be a problem.
Scrubbing the rind is key.
I know not all of us wash cantaloupe, but the recommendation is to wash them under running water with a stiff brush. What you're trying to do is loosen debris or soil that might be slightly trapped in what we call the netting of the cantaloupe.
Cooling the cantaloupe after 2 hours, she says, is also an important step.
Once it's been cut up, immediately refrigerating the flesh is important because refrigeration really stops the growth of most foodborne pathogens like salmonella. So it won't kill it, but it will not allow it to get to even higher numbers, which is really important.
She says that flush of water is important in getting potential pathogens off of all fresh produce before eating it. For more tips, go to fda.gov/food. I'm Julie Harker.